God bless you and welcome to today's Deliverance Now. Truly, we thank and praise God for being here with
us.
God is good.
God is able. God is able and he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able and he won't fail. Tell me who make mountains move out of my way. Who make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God is able. Tell me who make a river out of a little stream. Who tell clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me. And who tell the wind to whistle through the trees. And when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down? God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. No, he won't fail. He won't fail. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare. God is able. Tell you God is able and he won't. No. He'll never leave, never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
God bless you. Welcome to today's Deliverance Now. Truly, we do thank and praise God for being here with you again. This is none other than Pastor BJ Kennedy. I thank God for another week, another time, another hour. And we praise God just for his love and his kindness. And at this time, we're going to ask that Pastor Linda French, pastor of Alpha and Omega, there in New Jersey, with take us in prayer tonight. Before we do anything, we want to pray. We want to give God his due. Amen. Pastor French.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this time. Yet another show on this evening. And we do not want to belittle this service, because it is just that. It is a service rendered unto you and not a show. But Father, we just want to praise you. We just want to thank you. We just want to glorify you. We just want to lift you up, for you are the God that we serve and you are the God that we worship. You are everything to us, Lord, and we love you, and we want to let the people know that they too are loved by you. Father, those that are within the sound of our voices, Lord, touch them on tonight. Oh, God, make the lame to walk and the deaf to hear and the blind to see. Father, we're looking for miracles through the voices that you have given us. And to us, you have given power and authority, Lord, over the demonic spirits. And so we ask you on tonight to move by your spirit and let the Lord have his way. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. These and all other blessings we ask in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We thank and we praise God once again for his blessings. We thank and we praise God for his love. And we just praise God for what he has been doing in 2014. Because truly, I can say that I'm blessed. How about you? Truly, God has blessed us. And he is keeping us. He's carrying us day by day. You know, and I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I thank God for Redemption Ministries and how God is blessing. And we dare not give God praise and thanks, amen, for Pastor Hill, amen, for this opportunity, amen, to come to you tonight live. And truly tonight, we want to talk just for a little bit about how important it is to follow the instructions of the Lord. Because truly, if we find that we will follow the instructions of God in this year of 2014, this year of double for your trouble, this year of double blessing, this year of grace, this year of mercy, this year of double completion, my God, we know that if we obey and we do what God would have us to do, that we're going to be blessed because he's obligated to bless us. Pastor French, yes. Could you just give us a little bit in Joshua the 7th chapter? Let's talk to the people a little bit tonight about that. And we also have on the line tonight none other than my friend, my sister in Christ, none other than Pastor Doris Marshall there in Virginia. And truly, we praise God, and she's going to be coming on in just a little bit to give her testimony. Can we say praise God for that? Truly, Pastor French, tell me a little bit of what you get out of Joshua the 7th chapter.
Well, praise God. I'm telling you that the Old Testament is the foundational principles of God with his word to his servants. And if you are to obey God, glory to God, you will come out as a son and a servant and a daughter of the Most High God. But when you operate in disobedience, as Achan did, my God, Achan would not hear what thus saith the Lord. Yes, he would not hear what thus saith the Lord. Yes, I am.
Amen. Continue on.
So Achan would not hear what thus saith the Lord. Achan was stubborn, he was obstinate, and he wanted to do it his way. And I know, glory to God, even from personal experience, when you want to do it your way, it does not work for God, because you've got to do it God's way, and you got to go all the way with his instructions. You can't be partially obedient to God, but you must be fully obedient to God. And that's what Joshua chapter 7 speaks. And it lets us know when you are not fully obedient to God, that there are results that will come upon you as you go and do it your way. My God, you could miss out on a miracle. Glory to God. And that's what Achan did. Missed out on the many miracles that God had planned for the children of Israel. And just as he has a plan for you and to restore you and to redeem you and to make you whole and to give you the miracles, we're not just expecting just one or two miracles. We're not expecting just seven miracles this year. We're not just expecting 14 miracles, seven plus seven, but we're expecting an overload of miracles on this year if we be obedient to what God says for us to do. Amen.
You know, and that is so true, because truly if we obey God and we honor him in all that we do, it's unlimited what God would do for you. You know, God is a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a kind God. And, you know, many times in this day and age, I know I came up, you know, doing old school. And as they would call it, you know, back in the day. So I'm from back there, holiness. And I'm one that we were taught to believe that God can do anything but fail. You know, take God out the box. There's no limit to what God can do. You know, and when I look here in this seventh chapter and I look at verse 2, and I'm reading from the NIV Teaching Bible, and it says, "Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven, to the east of Bethel, and told them, 'Go up and spy out the region.' So the men went up and spied out Ai." Verse 3, "When they returned to Joshua, they said, 'Not all the people will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary all the people, for only a few men are there.'" You know, many times we know that God can take a little bit and he can use it. You know, but so many times, you know, we allow greed to come in, and we'll have, and we won't give, we won't bless, we won't do for others. But I can truly tell you of a truth. If we just strictly obey what God has given for us to do, it will be all right. Now, the spies, they saw that it was just a few men there at Ai. So they didn't see no need to take the whole army, because these were men, they've been to battle, they've been in war, they know. And I'm saying this tonight to encourage, maybe there's a pastor that's listening to us. Maybe there is someone that is listening that you are a lay member. But you got to understand that God deals with your leader for the battle that you are fighting. And if you will follow the instructions that God give your leader, if you will follow the instructions that God give, God gave the instruction. And all they had to do was follow it. Even after the spies were sent out, there was instruction that they needed to follow. But you had one, just one. It don't take a whole lot. There are some tonight, you're wondering, why is my household tore up? Why is this tore up? Why is that tore up? When we forsake God's Ten Commandments, it brings about a problem. Our generation, what is happening throughout our land, because people are not reverencing and not following the Ten Commandments anymore. That used to be a thing that even when we were in school, we would learn, we learned to pray. When prayer was taken from the school, we saw all kind of things creeping in. Now every time you turn on the news, we've got a school shooting. tell you, if we would just get back to the basics of our Ten Commandments, of praying and talking to the Lord and obeying God. Because if we follow the commandments, it covers everything. Am I right about it, Pastor French?
Yes, you are right about it. Amen.
At this time, we're going to ask that Pastor Marshall would come on in and join us. Amen. Pastor Marshall, are you there? Would you press 1, Pastor Marshall? Pastor French, while we're getting her situated in, you want to comment some more on Joshua 7?
Yes, ma'am. The sin that
Hello?
God bless.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor Marshall.
Yes, uh-huh. I'm having a hard time getting in there.
God bless you. How are you?
God bless you. I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Welcome to today's deliverance.
All right, thank you. Glad to be on.
Excited to have you on the air tonight.
All right. I'm just enjoying what you all are doing. I'm enjoying hearing about Joshua 7, knowing that it pays to follow instructions. It was very rewarding. Yes. I tell you, I bless the Lord at all times.
All right.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Come on now. Pastor Marshall, tell us a little about yourself, about your ministry, and comment on Joshua 7, because we're having a few technical difficulties tonight, so we're going to ask that each of you would bear along with us, because we lost Pastor French there for a second, but we got Pastor Marshall, and we're going to continue right on, amen?
Yes, we are. Yes,
all right.
I am the pastor of Life Transforming Word Ministries. I'll go on and tell you the address here. It is 1127 Turkey Track Lane, Nathalie, Virginia. It's close. Most people don't know where it is, but I thought I'd give you all a landmark because it's close to Lynchburg, Virginia. And our mission is to win many souls to Christ. And God gave me the life-transforming word ministries. He told me to make sure to name it that because it's going to be a life-transforming word preached here. Therefore, we're going to transform numerous lives. And
Amen.
So that's what it's all about, winning souls to Christ. And that's what we're all about. We want to win many, many, many souls to Christ. And God has really blessed us and adding to the church, and we just love the Lord and praise him for all that he's doing. And I'm enjoying hearing you all talk about Joshua 7, letting us know that how important it is to follow instructions. And about this year, which is the year 2014, I know that it's going to be a wonderful year. It's a year of double blessings, and all we have to do is be obedient to the word of God. Like you were talking about the commandments, you know, how people are getting away from them, and they are so important. We know that we have to follow them. We have to do what the Lord says do. It's so important to follow the word of the Lord. I tell you, it makes us so strong when we do that, because the word is just so good for us. Now, I just praise God for the opportunity to speak and to tell a portion of my testimony, how I got saved.
Amen.
Well, the thing of it is, I was having trouble with my leg. Well, my left leg, I was having a lot of trouble with it. And so I had, this particular day, I had gone to the church that I was in, and I came back home, and I thought, I left all my family at my mother's home, but I came back here to change my clothes. But when I first came in, I thought about getting on the phone and calling this lady that I knew that it was something different about her. She had left the church that I was in also, and I knew that it was something different about her since she had left. So I said, well, look, I'm going to call her and tell her about my leg. So I called her, and the first thing she asked me when I told her about it, she said, have you tried Jesus? And at first, I didn't know what to say. I said, well, you know, yeah, I pray. I said, you know, I've told him about it. So she said, I tell you what. She said, I'm going to church Tuesday night. And if you go with me, that, you know, my pastor will pray for you and you'll be healed. Okay, so I told her I would go and everything. We went on talking. But when Tuesday came, I had changed my mind. I wasn't going. I had been going to the doctor concerning my leg, and they had stuck all kinds of needles and everything in my leg, and they said that they couldn't find anything wrong, but I knew that there was something wrong because I taught school, and I would go to school, and I would have to keep my leg propped up. And the principal didn't say anything because he knew about the trouble that I was having with my leg. I would go to the physical therapist in the morning. They were working with me before I would go to school. And then after I would go to school and teach, I would come home and get in the bed, and my husband and children would, be with me. And, of course, they would wait on me. And
bless
so
God.
I went to church. When she called and asked me about going to church, I got my son to answer the phone, and I said, well, you know, just tell her that I'm not going to church with her this time. And
all
so
right now.
My son said, she said, well, I knew she wasn't going, and I hated to be called a liar. I said, oh, she thought I was lying to her, you know. And I said, well, I better go. I said, just tell her that I'm going. So on Tuesday night, I had finished my exercises and everything and put on my clothes. And so she came, the horn blew, and we went on out there. My children were ready to go with me. And when we went out there, I remember I had to just raise my leg up to get into the car. And so we went on to the church. And, see, I was used to this great big beautiful church on the side of the road, you know. And when we got there, I saw this little storefront church that didn't look like too much. And I said, you mean this is the church? And she said, yeah, this is the church. So we went in and everything, and everybody was standing by there. Everybody was standing up front, and they were all praying at the same time. So what we did was, since we were a little late getting there, we just went on in and just, you know, stood at one of the chairs. And so I was just looking around while everybody was praying. And I hadn't been to a church where everybody prayed at the same time. And so I was just talking to myself. I said, now look here. These people think God can hear everybody at the same time, everybody praying together. I said, why did I come here? I said, now we had no business coming to this church. And don't you know, while I was just saying all these things to myself, the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, touched me. Hallelujah, glory to God.
All right, give him praise.
No, I didn't know what was going on. Looked like my heart flipped over and then flipped back into place. And I just felt like, I said, Lord mercy, I must be having a heart attack. And I said, Lord, please, don't let me fall. Don't let me fall. I was just about falling. I said, don't let me fall. And I managed to just, you know, keep from falling. But I could tell something was happening to me. And then I realized, I said, my God, God is touching me. God is transforming me.
Yes.
And have mercy, Jesus, you talking about Ela Boshanda. I was just feeling so good, I just began to cry. I was so glad to be touched by the Lord in such a wonderful way, in such a supernatural way. I just cried. I cried the whole time I was in church. God, just that particular night, I just felt a change come over me. Okay, so what happened was, to make a long story short, well, I listened to the lady preach and everything. So after she finished, the lady that carried me started telling her about that I came for prayer, and and, you know, how I had always prayed, but I really wasn't saved. I really wasn't saved. And I knew that I wasn't saved, you know, until after that. And so the lady called me, and she said, well, I'm going to pray for you. So she prayed for me, and that misery went out of my leg. I got healed that night. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then just my life just began to change. I was never the same again. I came back home. My husband didn't know what to make of me because different, you know, as time went on, I began to clean up everything, anything I thought that was in my house that the Lord, that the Lord didn't want in here. Oh, glory be to God. My husband just said something. I'm not going to say what he said right now. But anyway, anything that was in my house that I felt like the Lord didn't want in here, I got it out. I used to like to take a little taste of beer and whiskey. And don't you know, hallelujah, I never wanted any more. Glory be to God. He took the taste of that from me that night. I never wanted any more. I used to like to go to parties and different things. The Lord just transformed my life and took all that away. Hallelujah. I guess he said that I got to do it tonight. If I don't get it tonight, I might not get it. So he got me that night. And my life was never the same again. He just transformed. He just changed my whole life. And hallelujah, he ended up saving my whole household. And don't you tell me the Lord can't do it. He'll save your whole household. And I've never been the same, and God has been so good to me. And it's keep on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to stop right there.
Oh, bless God. What a powerful testimony. Powerful. How God can change you.
Oh, yes.
When he did the changing, it was done.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
God,
yes.
He has truly saved your entire household. Amen.
Oh,
and
yes.
I thank and I praise God for that testimony. And I know God has given you some instruction down through the years. Am I right about it?
Yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
And when you follow that instruction, what happens, Pastor Marshall?
Oh, my God. Wonderful things happen. I mean, you get your prayers answered. Hallelujah. And he just blesses you all around. I'm so glad he has made me whole. Hallelujah. And I love to talk to the Lord. I love to pray. And I love to intercede for other people. Hallelujah. And I see God just answering one prayer right behind the other. And I'm just excited about Jesus. It's a great move of God. And I can't wait to see the next thing that he's going to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
You know,
glory, glory, glory. Mm-mm.
Because
my
you
God,
wanted,
my God.
You wanted
just,
God
and,
to
and
heal,
I praise God
but he
for
did
you
much
all.
More.
I praise God for you all in a mighty way in starting this, teaching or whatever we're doing, teaching and preaching, a little bit of testimony, a little bit of everything. This is wonderful to get out the word to others and to let others know about the miracles and the things that God is doing. So he is doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah.
Amen, because that's why it's called Today's Deliverance Now, because I promise you God will do it right now. It doesn't take a long time, you know.
Yeah.
It's according to our faith. See, because when you got up out of that bed, when that woman had said, well, I knew she wasn't going, and that just kind of got under your skin, it raised your faith level. And so you were going to prove a point, but God was right there. He saw your heart. He knew what you really needed. He had heard the prayers that you had prayed before. And all God wanted was what you did, was made that.
Oh, yeah, I tell you. And I don't mind doing what he wants me to do. I want to always be in his perfect will, doing what thus saith the Lord. And I like to see everybody else, you know, that way too. You know, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost and you want to do what the Lord has called you to do, you want everybody else to just fall right in line and do, you know, the same thing. You just want to see everybody saved, and you want everybody to live by the word of God.
Amen. That is so true. Pastor French?
Yes.
God bless. Isn't that powerful?
That is a powerful testimony. And the thing about it, you can tell that Pastor Marshall has a love for people. And when she said that she just wants everybody to be saved, she wanted everybody to know the love of Jesus. She wants everybody to know that the master that walked on the water is able to heal. He healed back then. And if he healed back then, he can do it again. He can do it today. And he can do it again tomorrow. So she wants everybody to have the experience that she's had with the Most High God. She wants everybody to know that Jesus heals, and God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
He is truly the same today and forevermore. But, you know, I just think and I praise God. I think about the testimonies and how God brought all of us together and how God had, he had a plan. You know, and I thank God for his plan, because truly, you know, I thank God for each of you being in my life. Truly, the two of you, you have been a blessing. You all have been inspiration. And I just thank God, because truly, it all came about through obedience. Right back to what we're talking about tonight.
Amen.
You know, and I thank God for it, you know, because when you're obedient, and God had people, I love to encourage people to, you need to be around people that love what you love. Because if you love God and they love God, then on the godly path, you're going to stay. But if they're not trying to get closer to God, you know, sometimes they're, it's going to be a pulling. It's going to be a division, you know, and then it's a war of who's going to win. But, you know, I thank God for putting people in my life, bless God, that know how to pray, know how to intercede, that know that God is a way maker, that he's a mind regulator, that he's a heart fixer, that he's a mender, he's a lifter up of the hung down head. And I thank God for that, because even in this day and time and hour, there are some that are saying that, he might do it. But we know him as a God that will. All we got
Amen.
To do is be in his will. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Pastor French, you were commenting earlier on Joshua 7, and we lost you there. Could you finish that out, please? Pastor French.
Oh, yes. Okay. I lost you for 1 second, so you'll have to repeat what you were saying.
Amen. God bless. You were commenting earlier on chapter 7 in Joshua.
Yes.
And we lost you there for about 2 minutes, and then Pastor Marshall was able to, we were able to get her in, and as I said earlier, we're experiencing some technical difficulties tonight, but we're not going to give up or give over or give praise to nobody but Jesus. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So what I was asking was for you to complete your comments, on Joshua 7.
Yes. All right now. Well, I believe where I had left off was that, you know, when you operate in obedience, there is great deliverance for you. There's deliverance for your spirit man, for your very soul, for your human body, for your emotions. You know, obedience plays such a major part in our psyche. You know, God has even the creation when the creation of the things of God and the creation of man came about, it was because of the desire and the love, the great love that God had for people and relationship. You know, he wanted to share. And in this experience, you know, God had a set of rules, you know, for Adam to follow when he created him. And you know, when, you know what happened, you know the story, I'm not going to go through it, but you know what happened when there was disobedience in the Garden of Eden, and it just threw us into chaos. It threw us into not adhering to what God said. It allowed sin to come in. It allowed the separation whereby, you know, the Lord was hurt, okay? But he has a set of rules. And even though God was hurt by the disobedience of what he created, my God, he said he would still make a way for man to be able to come to him. And he did it in the Old Testament, and he brought it into the New Testament so beautifully, you know, that if we would just obey God, we would reap so many benefits. We would reap his goodness. We would reap the mercies of God. We would reap, glory to God, abundances. We would reap miracles. I'm getting on this here miracle track because I know that this is the year of miracles. You know,
oh, yes,
this is the year.
This is the year of miracles.
God,
you got it right now.
This is it. This is what God has been waiting for. The earth has been groaning. We've been going through some catastrophic issues in the earth today. But the thing about it is that we had to go through that to get to this. We had to go through some things in order to get to the blessings, glory to God, that God has set up for us. You know, even though we may have had some setbacks, glory to God, he set us up, glory to God, to make a comeback, glory to God. And so this was the thing, from Genesis on down to Revelations, God is moving by his spirit. And so the obedience of man is so important. It's so important today. We want you to understand, glory to God, that God loves us. But he has a set of rules, and he has instructions that you have to follow. And so by following these instructions, glory to God, you will reap so much of a harvest. My God, you won't be able to contain it all. But the Lord gives us examples such as what happened when Achan sinned, glory to God. And it was the disbelief, glory to God, of the children of Israel that caused them to go into the chaotic state that they found themselves in. My God, God had set them up. He set them up, glory to God, and he was their deliverer from day one. But they tested God, and they tested him by disbelieving him, no matter how much he did for them. He brought them through all the plagues. He took them, glory to God, out of Egypt. They came with riches, but they had the mentality of a slave, and they couldn't let it go. Glory to God. But if had they continued to walk in disobedience, that slave mentality would have left them, and they would have been able to move into the promised land, and that generation that left out of Egypt wouldn't have had to die. But because of disobedience, because of not following instruction, because of disbelieving the Most High God,
there was
a consequence. So you have to remember, there is always a consequence when you don't obey. And it doesn't mean that God will leave you there because he will deliver you.
Yes, he will.
He will set you up.
Yes, he will.
And he will have you come back, make a comeback, and it will be such a comeback, glory to God, that when people thought that you was down for the count, because sometimes your sin will expose you, and that's what happened with Akins. They were exposed.
You know, I was just looking here as you were talking about how disbelief, you know, many times people will feast their, put their eyes on man, and they will look at these people that are in different spotlights, and they don't see the God in the person. They put their faith just strictly in the person. And they have to understand that man will fail. God never fails. He never lets us down.
He never does.
Because maybe tonight, someone under the sound of our voice, maybe someone that you believed in has let you down. But understand that Jesus will never, never let you down. He never fails. I've been sick unto death, and Jesus brought me back. Jesus brought me back. And it was because I didn't give up on God. There were fellow colleagues, fellow pastors that were around that my hospital bed that, bless God, they were, I don't think she's going to make it. Yeah, I don't know whose church going to be big enough, but, you know, I don't know. You know, instead of praying and saying, God, you know, give her another chance. Her work's not done. They're trying to figure out, well, who's going to get her clothes and what's going to be going on over here and first one thing and another. But I remember praying to God myself and because I trusted God. The doctors had did all they could do. But I trusted God. Even though my so-called friends, my colleagues, they didn't have the faith that I could pull through, but I had faith in God that God could pull me through. And therefore, I sit here tonight saying and knowing that God will and God can. Because I'm paraphrasing the scripture, but it goes facsimile to this. God showed me in the word. I was there in the hospital, and when I saw they polluted and died on blood, I said, live. And then the Lord spoke to me, and he told me, he said, now tell your body parts to live. Tell them to come to life and believe that I can. Somebody that's done had surgery, and this is day 14, and nothing's happened, and they're hooked up to all kind of equipment. The doctors don't know what to do. But I want you to know that when I obey God's instructions, when I begin to call my intestines, my liver, my spleen, my kidneys, my bloodstream, my pancreas, the large intestine, the small intestine, when I begin to command everything to come to life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mercy. Thank you, Lord.
God, heal me. God restored my taste. God raised me up and brought me out of that hospital. And that's been 25 years ago.
Glory to God.
And that's a miracle that I never forget. I still sing that old song, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me.
Glory, hallelujah.
Now, I could have laid there in that bed and said, this doesn't make sense, even though I read the scripture. I could have said, it doesn't make sense to me for me to be talking about live. only live. But what did I have to lose?
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
I had everything to gain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
It's so important to follow the instructions of the Lord. It's important to have people in your life that know how to get a prayer through, that's willing to follow the instructions of the Lord, because every time that God gives an instruction, it may not be good to you, but it'll be good for you.
Right. All right. Hallelujah.
Many times we want to hear about the cars. We want to hear about the houses. We want to hear about the financial breakthrough. But I declare unto you tonight, you need to hear a word from the Lord for your soul.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You need to hear and get that spiritual healing so that the natural healing can take place.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can heal your relationship. So that the Lord can teach you, hallelujah, how to do this thing. And tonight, I thank and I praise God for our panel tonight, because truly God is a good God. I praise him for what he's doing in our lives. Pastor Marshall?
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, I praise him too. He's doing so many great things. He's moving by his power. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but I'm going to remember the name of the Lord. My God, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth therein, and they are safe. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I thank him because we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're in right standing with him, and we're standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it's not a hard thing to be obedient. It's easy when you want to be obedient. It's easy. Hallelujah.
It is. It's so easy when you want to be obedient to the Lord. It's only when you are operating out of stubbornness that it is a problem.
That's it.
Pastor
Trent?
Yes.
You know, I thank and I praise God for you. I thank God for your expounding tonight in the Word. But right here, let us, I'm going to ask Pastor Marshall if she will pray. But I want to know, are there any things that are coming up that you all want to let the people know about? Are there email addresses that you want to announce that they can reach you at?
Oh, yes, yes. I am Pastor Linda French of Alpha and Omega Worship and Deliverance Center, and we are located at 215 Armstrong Avenue in Jersey City. We are having a revival, the revival of the year, the beginning of the year, and we have themed it Double for Your Trouble. And that revival is going to be held on January 23rd, which is this coming Thursday, and January 24th. And we are asking all those who can and will to come out. Service, the doors will open at 7 o'clock, and we will be there on our knees praying, and service will start at 7:30. Our revivalist is none other than Apostle Ivory J. Jenkins, Jr. from Fountain of Praise Ministries. The man of God can preach the paint off the walls. So if you want to have an experience and get a word from God, you need to be there on Thursday and Friday night, 215 Armstrong Avenue in Jersey City, New Jersey. Doors open 7 o'clock.
Amen. Pastor Marshall, you have
something? Yes. Yes, I have already given the name and address of our ministry, Life Transforming Word Ministries. My email address is dfm
4777, that's 4 7s, at yahoo.com. And we are in the process of working on our calendar, and I would like to wait, you know, maybe until next time to give the dates of different things that we're going to have.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless. We thank and we praise God here at Redemption Ministries. Our service is being held at 251 Patrick Loop. That is in Orangeburg, South Carolina. I am the pastor, the founder of Redemption Ministries, and truly we thank and praise God. Service begins on Sundays at 3 p.m., Tuesday night Bible studies at 7:30, Friday night is all right, and we will be posting our upcoming calendar, because truly we thank and we praise God for this opportunity. But right here, we're going to ask that Pastor Marshall will take us into prayer.
All right. And I guess I could have announced, too, that we have our service on Sunday at 11:30, and we have our Bible teaching on Tuesday at 7. I didn't announce that, and I wanted to get that in. And we're going to pray. Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. God, we just come to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for our getting together tonight. And, oh, God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for all that we have discussed. And, God, you've been so good to us, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for having this line open for discussion. My God, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, we exalt you, we lift you up. We magnify you to the highest. Oh, God, you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the panel that is on tonight. And, my God, we ask you to just continue, Lord, to just give us the word of God. And, my God, we'll deliver it to your people. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done in our lives. God, we glorify you, Lord Jesus, just for your majesty and for how you have blessed us, God. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. Continue to just have your way in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for learning more about obedience on tonight and how it is so important in our walk with you. And God, you said if we were willing and obedient, we'd eat the good of the land. We thank you so much, God. And God, we just glorify you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Truly, we thank and we praise God for, amen, being on the broadcast tonight, coming to you live from Orangeburg, South Carolina, truly where God is moving by his spirit, and also coming to you from New Jersey and also out of Virginia. And we want to say again that we do thank and praise God for Pastor Hill, amen, with Nathan on the spot. Amen, for giving us this opportunity to be with you tonight on the air. We're praying for him and his family. Amen, that God will continue to bless his ministry, will continue to anoint, and will continue to order his steps. For we know that the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And truly, we thank and we praise just for being righteous. Amen. To next week, I know some of you may be listening and you noticed that I didn't have our live soloist tonight, but we pray and we trust that next week we will have one of the psalmists with us. We were due to have a guest psalmist out of Flint, Michigan, but due to some difficulties, we were unable to get her tonight. But we thank and we praise God for it anyway. We pray that God will continue to bless her, and we just thank God for how he has blessed us with this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to prepare to sign off tonight and say, God bless you, and we trust that you have been blessed. We trust that something has been said that will stick with you. And until next week, 9 p.m. for today's deliverance now. We thank and we praise God. Bless you. If you would like to reach us, email us at redemptionministries14@gmail.com. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes he's worthy. He's worthy.